So welcome back to another episode of The Ultimate Guide to Makeup. And Cher Webb is back in the studio.
We're back in the room, aren't we?
Yeah. And this topic this time is one I need your help with this. And I know so many women who get this so wrong.
I know. I don't know what it is. It's all about blush today, isn't
Blusher,
it?
Blusher, yes.
And the right flush of brush, the right flush of blush can make such a massive difference if it's applied correctly and if you have the right shade.
Yeah, because get the wrong shade and you can look like,
Aunt Sally.
Father Christmas, Aunt Sally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it can be an instant pick-me-up. The right blush is like an instant healthy glow to the skin. So it's like, find the right one, actually go out there and try them on your skin and see what you find. But there's so many here to talk about today.
Oh, no, I've seen you've got a massive list.
I do. So,
right, where should we start? Because I think there are cream blushes. There are gel blushes. There are powder
liquids,
blushes.
Liquids. Stick forms. Powder forms. What matte blushes, shimmery blushes, there's just so many.
What's your favourite formulation?
For winter, I tend to go for cream blushes and gels because I think the skin, you know, lacks a bit of moisture in the wintertime. And so that bit of cream coming from within the skin, I always believe that blush should look like it's coming from within rather than sitting on top of the skin.
Yeah.
And so by tapping, you know, even your favourite pinky lipstick or your neutral lipstick on your cheeks, it also has that same effect.
I've done that. I feel very proud now. That's something I've done before. I do think definitely as I'm getting older as well that the creamy blushes just look so much better because I find the powder ones, again, gather in
and they
areas.
They stick a little bit sometimes
they do,
on me.
Don't they? Yeah.
And especially if they're shimmery. Yeah. But I love the Glossier, the cloud paints. They are like pastel, they're called cloud paints and they're like pastel dreams. You literally squeeze a bit onto your fingertips, pop it onto apples of your cheeks and it's gone, but it's like a stain.
Yeah,
they are genius.
Yeah, I've never used anything that is just so easy.
Yeah, the only other thing that's as easy as that is from Benefit, you probably know what I'm going to say, the Benny Tint. So Benefit raised the bar years and years ago before stains were kind of a big thing. And it looks like an air varnish. It's got that little tiny, you know, twist application and you've got that little brush. So you can add a tiny amount or you can really go for it.
Do you know the story behind Benetint?
No, tell me.
Do you not know this?
No, I don't.
So Benetint, which is a very, very, it's a red.
It's a real beetroot red, actually.
Yeah. It was used for, I think, strippers' nipples to make them look pinker originally.
Holy shit. Right, okay, tonight I'm doing that.
Yeah.
There we go.
It was used for nipples. And then they kind of thought, oh, actually, you can also use this for as a blush as well. Yeah.
So if you're having a pale nipple day,
you just
put Benny Tit out.
You put on your Benny Tit.
Benny Tit.
Benny Tit.
Maybe that's where it came from as well.
Maybe that is where it came from. I've used that for years and years on.
I have it in my makeup kit.
Do you really?
I love it.
You need to be careful though, don't you? Because it dries really quickly.
It does. You have a little bit of time to work with it. But the great thing for makeup artists to have it in their kit is it goes with so many different skin types.
Does it?
Skin tones, sorry, yeah. It does adapt really, really quickly. And another one that adapts to your skin's temperature and your skin tone is the Pericone. And that's called, is it No Makeup Makeup or the No Blush Blush? And you add that to your cheeks and it just looks like a really fresher version of yourself.
How does it work? How does it do that?
It must just mimic your natural skin tones and the temperature of your skin. And you start off with a little bit. And if you want to add more, add more. But it's one of those genius products. They've only got one, I think they've got one shade of that.
Really?
Yeah.
And how much do you need? Just a tiny bit?
Start off with a little bit. And then it depends on how much you love. Like when I do a lot of brides, I always start off with a little bit of blusher and then work it up because I don't like too much blusher. But I know that a lot of people absolutely swear by it and they love it.
Yeah. Do you use a brush or your fingers for the Pericone?
Fingers. Yeah. I always think fingers for creams and gels. That it just works so much better. And also you get a much more even application with your fingers as well.
Yeah. I was going to add to this. Do you know the Becca tints?
Yes.
What do you think of those?
I actually haven't tried them.
No. Because I know.
Do you use them?
I don't, but I tried one the other day. I was in John Lewis and I just thought, I do like the colour range. They've got really nice colours. That was really nice. It's a bit more of a stain.
I want to get to know
Becca,
actually. Yeah. It's a brand that I haven't really discovered that much about yet, but I hear great things. And I know that you rave about a lot of their products as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, NARS have Orgasm, which is like a peachy, pinky, a really iconic blush, which so many women love.
But it's got glitter in it.
It does.
It's shimmery.
It is shimmery. So if you tend to wear highlighters and you want that thing that does a bit of both, then NARS Orgasm is that one. But they do it in a liquid form.
Now, which I was gonna say this.
Genius, because it doesn't have the same shimmery kind of effect on it. So if you want that same colour payoff, but you want to have a more dewy complexion with it, then go for the liquid.
I know I think she's 82-year-old who wears the NARS, the Liquid Orgasm.
And yes.
It looks brilliant.
It does. It's
absolutely
so authentic
brilliant.
Looking.
Yeah.
And if you have a darker skin tone, then they've got Dolce Vita, which is the similar kind of thing. They've got it in a powder and also a liquid as well.
That's a bit more coral, isn't it?
It's a little bit more berry coral.
Oh, berry. Okay.
Yes, it's a little bit richer. Darker in colour. So yeah, that's the NARS Orgasm. And so I carry both of those in my kit, and they are just so versatile and they go with so many different skin tones.
They are. It is the icon. I mean, there was this whole thing that said, I think they sell one every 30 seconds or something. And that's been going on for years and years.
Absolutely years, yeah.
Yep.
It's one of those things that I see people pull out on the tube all the time.
Yeah.
NARS Orgasm. I think because the packaging is so slim and it's nice. It's like kind of like a matte packaging as well. So it's just like, it feels nice in your hands, doesn't it?
I think
I'm all about the packaging.
I know, you really are. I think to start with, it was the name that got everyone. They were like, oh my goodness. It was one of the first kind of slightly seductive beauty names.
I know, NARS Orgasm.
Because now everyone's at it. You know, you've got like Too Sexy mascara and all that. But
yeah.
Now I think NARS were the first people to use sex in beauty, maybe.
Yeah, because then after that you had MAC had a lipstick called Shag.
Oh, wow, that really is out there.
Which was a proper, like, have this. It's Shag, it's a lipstick, so.
Okay, so that is a proper icon. What is next on your list of wonders?
So the MAC Sheer Tone Shimmer Blushes, you can either get them in more of a matte form or you can get them super shimmery. Now, there's one called Raisin. So for your deeper skin tones, Raisin is like the most gorgeous, rich red brick sort of colour, and it's just stunning. And that's, again, like a really firm favourite for most makeup artists. I'm sure we've got all of that in our kit. Absolutely gorgeous.
I'm trying to work out if my newest one is from the Shimmer Collection. I've got this from MAC. It's this amazing illuminating blush. I need to find out what it's called.
I don't suppose it's called Dainty, is it?
It might be.
Because that's
know.
A mineralised blush. And it's
no,
almost,
it's not that
it's
one.
Not mineralised. Well, that's also, it's like a really pretty, like rosy cheek colour. And it, again, I like blushes that don't look like they have been applied as a blush. They just need to look like skin for me.
Natural.
And that's one of those ones. And this is because it's mineralised, it's been baked. So it's like a little cake. And you just put a little flush on the cheek. I think brushes make a huge, huge difference to the blush as well. Like the right sort of blush. Like you don't want to go too big with your blusher brushes. One with an angle would help, or like a small sort of brush, because if it's too big, then you have that risk of like the colour just getting too, it just stretching across the face. You want to almost target the apples of your cheeks or even slightly contour the cheeks with it.
So just go underneath the apple.
Underneath the apple. And yeah, it depends on the shape of your face. Mm. If you've got quite a small face, directly on the apples. If you want to contour the face a little bit, go that little bit lower and up the cheekbone.
Because I love having a defined cheekbone.
So
some people put a bronzer underneath their blush. But when I do that, it all looks a bit stripey.
Yeah, you can always get that two-tone effect. And they can sometimes clash a little bit.
Mm.
There's this whole thing about, should I contour, should I use bronzer, and should I use blush? It's like, you can use all three, but just your placement, and less is more.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, don't just slap it and don't use the same brush. I mean, I've got like two brushes in my makeup bag and I tend to use them for everything, but I'll always wipe the residue off before I use my bronzer after blusher. Otherwise you are going to end up with that shimmer NARS Orgasm somewhere else.
I'm just looking, I'm like, in my mind, I'm sitting this morning in front of my mirror when I use the same brush for both. So naughty.
I'm still yet to see inside your makeup bag.
Oh, well,
I really want to.
I will, do you know, I promise I'll bring it in next week. By the way, that NARS one, no, sorry, the MAC one that I just mentioned, it is really, really red. So it's not one you'd like. It looks like blusher, but I love it because it's quite illuminating. So I will put that. I'm going to do my product.
Is it Dolly Mix? So I'm going to keep shouting out these names.
I don't know.
But no, like, just pop it down there because I'm actually really curious.
I'll put it
now.
On my list on outspokenbeauty.co.uk. So I do a list of all the products we mention with links.
Perfect.
Okay, so yeah, so the baked ones are really nice. And actually, do you know who does really good baked ones? I bet you're going to mention them. Is Hourglass Cosmetics. Were you going to mention them?
I was going to mention them.
Oh, I love
them. So what one do you use?
I don't, but I've just seen them and so many people swear by them.
They are
and
gorgeous.
I just
they're
want
like
them.
They're like marbleized.
But they're so expensive.
They are expensive. And this sort of thing that if you drop your makeup bag, that's the one thing that you pray hasn't cracked.
Yeah.
But they are marbleized, so there's different colours going through it, and you just get that wash of like supreme radiance.
Oh.
They're gorgeous.
Hourglass stuff is the best.
It's the sort of thing I'd want someone to buy me.
Yeah. You
know, it's a really like romantic gift. It's kind of the sort of thing that I'm like, can I go out and spend that much money? But I really, really want it, you know.
Yeah.
But then if you love blushes, then you spend out on that one that you love and just stick to it.
Yeah. Bare Minerals as well. They do that
they
kind of
do.
Baked.
There's one called Pretty in Pink. And it's just, they're all so lovely. And they are really thin for your makeup bag as well. Mm. Like the shape, the size of them, visually they look great. And yeah, they don't go on too thick. So you can actually just pop them on and it's like a sheer wash.
I'm interjecting here, but I was going to ask you a question about Bare Minerals, because you know you get the mineral makeup that's in powder form?
Yes, like the foundation powders.
How do you apply it to your brush? I'm so confused. I've got one at home.
That's such a good question.
Yeah.
Because I actually met with Bare Minerals a few weeks back and they showed me how much of the powder foundation that you need inside, you know, the pot. And it was like maybe a third of what I was using. You need the tiniest amount.
Yeah.
And they actually have a brush which has got like a slight hole in the top. You yeah. mix it all in and then buff it into the skin. You don't need a lot of it.
But even with the blusher, I don't even know how to get it into the pot without spilling it. So I've been putting my brush directly on the little holes where the powder comes out.
I tend to like take the lid off, knock a little bit of powder out and swirl my brush around.
Okay.
In it.
Yeah. So you don't need much.
You don't need a lot at all. And just tap any excess off on yeah. your hand or something before you put it on.
Yeah, they're good though. Right, go back to your list, sorry.
Okay, so next up, Bobbi Brown, they have a lovely, lovely range. And there's one in there called Clementine, which I know is a similar to like a NARS Orgasm one. It's one of those ones that everybody loves. Peachy, summery, can be worn like any time of the year, but it just has that really, if you've got more of an olive skin tone yeah. and you want to just give that bit more of a brighter look, then Clementine is gorgeous. It's not got any bronze going through it, so it just has that fresh peachy cheek. I love a peachy cheek.
I like it.
It's quite old school, I think, to have like your wintry skin quite balmy and a fleshy peach cheek. It's quite romantic looking.
It is. Oh, very kind of English rose.
English
isn't
rose,
it?
Yeah. Like it's a bit of mascara. Love it.
Is that one a cream or a powder?
It's a powder.
It's a powder.
It's a powder okay. as well. So I love powder and creams both for different reasons.
Yeah. What reason yeah. do you like the powders?
If you've got more of an oily skin,
yes.
then I just think it just tends to stay more. Yeah. And if you want something a bit stronger, like creams do melt into the skin.
Yeah.
If you want something a bit more definite, then go for a powder. Because people do love blusher.
They
absolutely love it. And they feel more alive with it. And it's like that instant pick-me-up for the skin.
Yeah.
You can look like you've been out for like a 4-mile walk when you've just been sat at home.
I know. It is. It's
instantly, isn't it?
Perky. Makes
yeah,
you perky
cheeks.
Yes.
And if you haven't got blusher and, well, this is what I do. And I've been on like the first time I think I slept with my boyfriend. Sorry, it's a bit too much information. But like the next day I'd wake up and, you know, you go to the toilet and like yeah. quickly zhuzh your hair and I'd pinch my cheeks because it instantly gives you that like, oh, hi, I just woke up. But actually I've been in the toilet like kind of sorting my face out.
That's so funny.
Like,
we've all been that.
Curl
I know.
Your lashes. You know, there's certain things like brush your teeth, don't you? Like, yeah. oh, I always smile like this in the morning. And then yeah. like 2 months down the line, you're like,
not really. It's so true. And the yeah. whole like... Yeah, I never get hair on my legs.
Oh, yeah,
like
I'm lasered head to toe.
Yeah, 6 months down the line. Actually, I am lasered, but the point is that when I first met my now husband, I wasn't.
There was not one hair on my body. Like.
But then 6 months later, I'm like, ta-da, I'm a monster.
Here I am.
This is me. It's funny, though, because they really don't care, do they?
They don't care. And it's even like the underwear thing. Before, you know, when you first meet someone, you go for it, matching everything. And then, you know, down the line, I don't think they'd even really notice it. They just want it off.
I'm so ashamed. So true. I'm so ashamed of thinking of my underwear. And like my mother, I really shouldn't be talking about my mother like this, but she has always had this thing that a woman should buy underwear for herself, like not for a man, for herself. And like, I think she takes a lot of pride. She's got the most stunning underwear collection.
Oh, see, I want that. I want to open my drawer and be like, this is all beautiful.
But mine is not beautiful.
No, mine's not either. I don't know what half it is. I've got like 2 different wash bins and all that kind of thing.
Oh,
you
no,
know.
You've let me down. I expected you to be like my mum in that way. I thought you'd be, you're so kind of put together.
Well, there's some days when, you know, like I'm wearing gym bra with like something completely different. Yeah, but it's just, you know, I do try to every now and again.
Yeah.
But it's hard to maintain that every day and every night wearing the same lovely lacy number.
I know. And then you have to hand wash it.
It's not always comfortable, let's be honest.
No. And forget thongs. Yeah. They are not. Anyway, we're talking about blushes. You're making me blush.
Oh, there we go.
Right, so we've done the Clementine, and that's from Bobbi Brown.
That's from Bobbi Brown, okay. Yes. And then we've talked about the mineralised blushes from MAC as well, and that range has probably about 12 different shades, and I would, if I could, keep them all in my makeup bag for different days for different reasons. They are beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so gentle and easy to apply.
You're so right. I think the thing with the baked ones is they're gentle, the mineral baked ones.
And they haven't just been almost... you know, created in seconds. They've been baked. It can take like 24 hours to 48 hours to actually make. Same as the hourglass ones.
Mm.
So you're not looking at one solid shade. These like mimic different shades of pink and peaches and a little bit of sheen going through it, not glitter. And so you have that authentic, gorgeous, I'm healthy, look at my skin look. You know?
I feel like that's proper beauty craftsmanship.
It
in
really
action.
Is.
They've really
that's
taken
why when it
time.
Breaks, you're like, no. Or you're just literally scraping the very last little bit that's left in there.
Oh, don't
you? You know, when you get to that bit that's underneath, it's like checked.
Yeah.
It's got like that kind of crisscross bit at the bottom, and you're like, right, girl, that needs to go. But you can't help
you can't.
It. Every last bit, yeah.
But also, what I hate is with a blusher is when you get towards the bottom and then it starts breaking and then bits drop on your carpet and it smudges
Listen, we had our landlord round this week to come and just do a check out of the house and my carpet. I was just like, oh God. I went and bought a rug just to cover my makeup room. Yeah, because there's just bits and pieces and blush is one of those ones. If it cracks, then you almost just got to let it go.
I know. Oh, I can't. So as ever, I know it's always really hard for you to answer this, but out of all of those, which one would you say is your hero product?
It actually is the NARS Liquid Orgasm.
Is it really? Because
I was hoping you'd say
that.
I love it. I love the fact they've brought this liquid version out because, like you say, sometimes the powder one is a little bit too shimmery. Mm. And I think this is just a great one just to look that real kind of gorgeous healthiness.
Brilliant.
Yeah, love it.
Well, I think whether you're a kind of person who goes for a really out there blusher or something a bit more natural, I think you have covered everything. Cher, thank you. As I said, the list will be at outspokenbeauty.co.uk. Instagram wise, Cher's at @CherWebMakeup and we're at Outspoken Beauty Podcast. And in the next episode, we're kind of related theme, maybe the
Very
big
related.
Sister. We're talking about bronzers.
Yeah, bronzy skin. Can't wait for that one as well.